This is the VOA Special English Education Report. Millions of high school students have read To Kill a Mockingbird. The novel by Harper Lee offers moral lessons about racial justice and respect. It tells the story of a young girl named Scout and her father, Atticus Finch, a lawyer. He defends a black man wrongfully accused of raping a white woman. In the end, an all-white jury sentences Tom Robinson to death. The book is set in the American South in the 1930s, but it was published 50 years ago on July 11, 1960. It came out as the civil rights movement in the United States was gaining strength. Laws and customs in the South, however, still kept blacks and whites mostly separated. A mockingbird is a kind of gray songbird. The book gets its title from something Atticus Finch was told in his childhood when his father gave him a gun. Gregory Peck won an Academy Award for the 1962 film version.
I remember when my daddy gave me that gun. He told me that I should never point at anything in the house, and that I could shoot all of the blue jays I wanted if I could hit them. But to remember, it was a sin to kill a mockingbird.
Killing them is a sin, he explains, because they don't hurt anyone. They just make music. And that is the moral of the story, says Melinda Bird Murphy, head of the Alabama Center for Literary Arts. She has read the book four times.
I think, if anything, the story talks about humanity and the universality of humans and how there's goodness in people, and you just have to get to know one another.
Ms. Bird Murphy is a native of Harper Lee's hometown of Monroeville. The author, who published only the one novel, is still alive, but rarely speaks publicly. Some people say To Kill a Mockingbird treats racism in a way that is simplistic, even offensive to blacks, and out of date in today's America. Still, it has been translated into more than 40 languages and has sold over 40 million copies. It won a Pulitzer Prize and is often required reading in high school. The story takes place in a town that Harper Lee called Macomb, but she based the characters on real people she knew growing up. Since then, Monroeville has changed a lot. A number of African Americans serve in the local government. The courthouse, made famous by the book, is now a museum. A small shop and a fast food restaurant called Mel's Dairy Dream have replaced Harper Lee's childhood home. But in Monroeville and around the country, fans of To Kill a Mockingbird are celebrating its 50th anniversary. Events include readings, discussions, and movie showings. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, with reporting by Anna Boyko-Wyrock. I'm Steve Ember.